Chapter 27. In the event, it was not until the next morning that Roberta Golding arrived. And when she did, it was in a small helicopter that descended from the empty blue sky of a Wisconsin fall day, landing before the Capitol mound. Jan, of course, was thrilled. "I'm sorry it took so long. There are only a handful of us responders on each of the target worlds. I've had to travel from the Manhattan footprint." Sister Colleen frowned.
"Target worlds?"
Jan whispered.
"She means the pie worlds." "Oh."
Jan was all for going for a joyride on the chopper, but Roberta insisted on coming up to their rooms in the motel. "You asked me to come see you after all," she said to Jan. "And if we're to work together, it's important that I get to know you." Jan was round-eyed.
"We're going to work together?"
"If," said Sister Colleen firmly as they walked back to the motel. She said, "if." "And I'm still saying if too, young man. Let's just see how this pans out." Roberta stood in Jan's room, gravely surveying his materials, glancing at his tablet, his home-assembled radio kit, his cuttings file, showing every evidence of approval. Although it was hard to tell what she was thinking, Sister Colleen admitted to herself. Roberta, in her 40s perhaps, was slim, serious, and bespectacled. She wore a sober, anonymous trouser suit, and she was rather inexpressive. Eventually, she nodded to Sister Colleen. "He's done well, and I do understand how difficult life can be for such a child. And for you, of course. I was once like him. Many of us were."
"Us? Such a child? Miss Golding, you haven't said a word about what's going on here, who you are."
"We are the next," said Roberta simply. Sister Colleen stared. Jan said,
"Cool."
Sister Colleen pulled herself together.
"The next? Okay. And is Jan right? I mean that you've been sending out messages of some kind?"
"He is. We are engaged in a project. A big one. A construction project which, well, it's far too large for us to handle alone."
"What kind of project?" Jan snapped. "What construction? What's it for?"
"We don't know yet. We'll have to build most of it to find out, I suspect. If we build it at all. And that's being debated. But you see, we received a message too from somewhere else. You'll learn all about this if you join us."
"But I know what it is. A SETI signal, like in Contact. It was in the news for a while."
Roberta smiled. "It started that way, certainly. But it soon vanished from your news bulletins, didn't it? Strange news from the high megas. Not as immediate as the latest saber rattling between the US and China, say. Jan, evidently you have a longer attention span than most of your kind."
"Your kind?"
Sister Colleen frowned.
"I don't like that. What is it you call us? Dimbulbs? So you need help from us dimbulbs for this great project, do you?"
Roberta said mildly, "We are still few, and with limited resources. You are many, and have the resources of worlds."
"So why aren't you approaching the big engineering companies, even the government?"
"Oh, we are. You may hear of this. We call ourselves the Messengers. Well, we have incorporated under the name." She smiled. "The Messengers, Inc."
"Yes. We have taken out contracts with many of the world's largest engineering concerns, that is on the Datum Earth and the Low Earths, even at Valhalla. But the project is bigger even than that, it seems."
Jan asked,
"How big?"
She smiled.
"Not as big as a planet."
Jan goggled. Sister Colleen couldn't take that in.
"Okay," she said. "So you sent out these stories?"
"We needed a way to ask for help from everybody, from all the worlds, from ordinary people, the public. But it is only human contact that unites the long Earth. And what better medium to send a message than coded into stories, passed by word of mouth from one human being to another?
Of course, it needed to be a message heard only by those capable and willing to help. Such as a 10-year-old boy. Jan said quickly,
But I did understand, sister. It's not just the numbers, it's what the stories are about. That tells you something about the project. The story of Bettany Diamond is saying that it's something to do with how we see the worlds of the Long Earth. The cue ball story says it's about how the different Earths are connected up. And Johnny Shakespeare, well, he rebuilt a whole world by accident. Just like your big project, maybe.
Roberta eyed Sister Colleen. You see, sister, it does depend on which 10-year-old boy you ask. Jan said,
But what can I actually do?
Roberta touched his radio. You built this from a kit, did you?
With some upgrades, he said matter-of-factly.
Jan, if you can make something like this, you can make stuff for us. We'll give you the specs of a replicator, like a matter printer. And with that, you can make parts.
Parts? To do what?
Well, we don't necessarily know. Not yet. None of us knows for certain. I guess when it's all put together, then we'll know. This is crowdsourcing, as they used to call it, working across the whole long Earth. The final assembly will be on Earth-West 3 million.
Let me guess,
Sister Colleen flicked through Jan's notes to the pi digits. Earth-West 3,141,592, right?
You're getting the idea, sister. We chose that world especially, although the idea for the pi numbering came from events on West 3,141.
Her smile was thin. Even the next had no influence over that. Sister Colleen wasn't sure what she meant.
And 3,141,592. That's a long way away.
Is it past the gap?
Indeed. We don't know what this machine is going to do. To build it a long way away seems a good idea. If we build it at all.
Colleen said,
I remember when it was in the news, a lot of people didn't like this thing. Maybe it's some kind of trap, like a big bomb they're getting us to build to blow ourselves up.
Roberta laughed.
It might comfort you to know that we too are exploring such dangers, at greater depth.
Colleen scowled.
If I wasn't used to being patronized by the senior sisters, I might take offense at your tone.
Jan said,
Will I be able to come see it?
I don't see why not.
But you'll have to talk about that with Sister. Roberta stood up.
I think we're done for today. We'll be in touch.
Sister Colleen said,
We live at the home in Madison West 5. I know.
On impulse, Jan tugged Roberta's hand.
Pi is in contact. That's what gave me the idea about the code numbers in the first place.
Roberta smiled and winked at Sister Colleen, who was already trying to figure out how she was going to explain all this to Sister John.